going to be talking about confidence today on the Flamingo Advantage podcast. Welcome. So excited to have you with us. What is confidence and why does it seem so elusive?
Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field, and your business as an act of worship.
So why does confidence seem so hard to find, hard to get, hard to hang on to? What is it exactly? Confidence can be one of those words that sometimes people interpret in different ways. Some people want to think of it as pride. Some people think of it as pompousness. Some people think of it as over the top. Some people think of it as charisma. Some people, there's so many different definitions of the word confidence. But what does it mean, and specifically in regards to our business, having a confidence or developing a confidence? And there's a couple different schools of thought for this in the Christian online marketing space. If you follow Myron Golden at all, he has a quote that says, if you don't have confidence, it's because you have broken your word to yourself so many times in the past that even you can't believe a word that you say, and therefore you don't have confidence. If you listen to Ed Milet, you might have heard him say that you develop your confidence by keeping promises to yourself. And so both of these men, both know the Bible, both of them teaching marketing, teaching business online, and yet they're saying that your confidence has to do with you keeping your word to yourself. And I want to submit to you today a different thought, a different direction, and that is that confidence doesn't stem from keeping promises to ourselves or honoring our commitments. I believe confidence comes from a knowledge of our God, who He is and what He says and how He keeps His word to me. And so that's the direction that I want to go with this today. And if that's a new thought for you, hang with me. And, if you have other comments as you go, I would love to hear from you. Send me a message. But here's my thoughts. I don't believe that that confidence can come through, in at least not in a positive way, unless I know my God. If my confidence comes completely from myself, from my own making, from my own keeping my promises to myself, or whatever the case may be, if it stops with me, it is flawed at its core, because I am only whatever I am through Jesus Christ. I can only do anything because of Him, because of the power of Christ in me. Jeremiah 29, verses 23 and 24 says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things do I delight, says the Lord. And that word boast means confidence. If any man is going to be confident, let him not boast in his own. Let him not have confidence in his own wisdom. Let him not have confidence in his own might. Let him not have confidence in his own riches. But let him have confidence in this, that he knows me. And that, I think, is the key to all of this. Because when I am selfishly confident, or when I allow my confidence to come solely from my own strength, from my own riches, my own accomplishments, my own wisdom, it does come across as pompous and prideful. But when I go back to, I only have this because the Lord gave it to me, and if the Lord did this for me, look what He can do for you. And look at how the Lord has allowed us to help other people just like you through the gifts and talents and experiences and wisdom that He's given us. That's a totally different kind of confidence. And that confidence that I'm doing exactly what God created me to do today is the kind of confidence that can stand up against any critique. It's the kind of confidence that Nehemiah had in the Old Testament when he was rebuilding those walls and all those people started saying things against him. You're doing this against the king. You're doing it without the king's permission. You're doing this just for yourself and blah, blah, blah. They went on and on and on with all these criticisms. And Nehemiah said, you have no right or inheritance here. And as for us, we will continue to build the walls. We will continue to do what we've been given to do. That wasn't a pompousness. That wasn't a prideful boasting. That was just a calm knowing that this is what God created me to do. This is why I'm here. And that confidence, that calm assuredness that I am doing what God wants me to do doesn't come from me. It has to come from somewhere beyond me. And so for us to start rebuilding that, our confidence, or to prioritize being able to have this kind of the confidence in a marketplace, we have to know our God. Surprise, surprise. Everything I say here comes back to knowing who your God is, knowing what he says about himself, first of all, but then what he says about business, what he says about you, what he says about making money. That's where your confidence comes from knowing your God and being able to walk in that knowledge, walk in that confidence that, like, it doesn't matter what you want to say about me. I know the truth. God knows the truth. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And therefore, I will be confident in him, right? I have seen what God can do. I've seen what he's done through the abilities that he's given me. I've seen how he's changed lives. I've seen how he's changed businesses. I've seen how he's helped people grow, how he's helped people retire their spouses and create courses that impact people and have a witness that reaches people overseas and leads them to Christ through their business. I have seen God do those things. And therefore, I have a confidence that says, if God can do that for me, and if he can do that through this client or that client, he can certainly do it for you too. And that's the kind of confidence that allows me to stand up in a world that is broken, stand up in a world that is full of negativity and criticism, stand up for my clients, stand up for my business, and say, this is not about me. This is not about me at all. This is about what God wants to do for the people that he brings to my business for his glory. And that's the kind of confidence that is my wish for you. That's the kind of confidence that we're trying to instill in our coaching and in our Doing Business with God membership for Christian entrepreneurs. That's the kind of confidence that we want you to have, the kind of confidence that doesn't prioritize me, but prioritizes my knowledge of God. And if I'm going to have that kind of knowledge of God, I've got to walk in relationship with him. And so again, going back to consistently being in the Word, consistently meditating on his word. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night until you can observe to do all that's written therein, because then you will find your way prosperous and then you will have good success. And that is where the confidence comes from. It's from being in the word. It's from meditating on the scriptures, knowing what your God says to you, not just talking to him. That's a one-way conversation, but hearing from him through his word. Meditating on it, keeping it in your thoughts and in your heart and in your mouth, because that is the basis of our beliefs that affect what we think about and then what we say and what we do in our life and in our business. We have got to start prioritizing not the self-care, but the God relationship on a personal level first, so that we can take it to others through our business. We've got to start by honoring that commitment to know our God so that we can witness that confidence in him to grow exponentially in our life and in our business. If that's the kind of confidence that you want, leave me a comment down below. Tell me what you're going to do about it. What change are you going to make today to be able to start meditating more, being in relationship with God more, knowing him better? What will you do because you have heard this and been challenged to know your God better and have more confidence in what he's called you to do and the impact he's called you to make in the world? I can't wait to hear. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.